AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Pentagon and the State Department sent a letter to Israel warning it could risk losing access to American weapons funding unless more humanitarian aid gets into Gaza.
The letter was not meant as a threat.
But rather, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says it was meant to reiterate a sense of U.S. urgency.
About the need for an increase, a dramatic increase in humanitarian assistance.
The U.S. is giving Israel 30 days to, among other things, speed the aid flow, which had ramped up after a similar letter in April. But State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the flow has dropped sharply.
By over 50% from where it was at its peak.
The letter comes amid growing U.S. frustration as Israel has defied repeated requests to scale back operations against Hamas. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Federal disaster personnel have resumed door-to-door visits as part of their hurricane recovery work in North Carolina, an effort temporarily suspended over threats that prompted officials to condemn the spread of disinformation. FEMA's Deanne Criswell says they're not going anywhere.
We have over 2,000 people from the federal family in North Carolina, and misinformation will not deter us from our mission of helping people.
Over the weekend, reports emerged FEMA workers could be targeted by a militia. A man was arrested. Now that the threat of Hurricanes Helene and Milton have receded, millions of homeowners and business owners across Florida and the Southeast are facing traversing the long and laborious process of using insurance to rebuild their lives. Amy Bach is with United Policyholders.
We're all fed a steady diet of ads that make it seem like you can just notify the insurer and they're going to come along and they're going to make everything okay. And that's just not really how it is.
The Dow finished down 324 points. This is AP News. Low riding is more than just cars. It's about family and culture. Low riding is a movement of expression with origins in the Latino community.
All my friends.
Cars are transformed from the tires to the sound system with vivid designs and colors. Lauren Pacheco is co-founder of the Slow and Low Festival.
It is the beautiful artistry and the creative practice of muralism and storytelling and upholstery.
Misrepresentation in entertainment and media have often associated low riding's low and slow motto with gang culture. And it's not just about cars. Near South Bend, Indiana, Luis Martinez has a low rider bicycle.
To me, it's my way of expressing my art and what I can do with my own hands.
Low riding has experienced a boom with car shows and conventions nationwide. There was even a low rider convention in Japan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.